Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to this installment of the Channel Seed Podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Got a little British Open going on today as we look forward to Big 12 football media days coming up this Monday and Tuesday in the beautiful city of the Big D, Dallas, Texas. Before we talk about that, we'll preview the show for you. We've got Big 12 football polls. We have all conference teams. A lot to digest here from the past couple of days in Iowa State athletics. I welcome Adam Gray to the Channel Seed Podcast. Adam, good day.
Good day. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you. You've become a bit of a regular on the podcast, and I want to assure everybody that we have not fired Brent Bloom. It's just, you know, Bloom went on a little vacation. He's got a day job. It's kind of hard to connect with the Bloomer. So
I thought you were bringing me back because the fans had spoken, and the fans were telling you that they
actually
wanted me to come back.
Gotten decent reviews.
Have I?
Yeah. Seems like it. I mean, nobody's been like, who's this idiot?
Yeah.
Which, that happens.
I feel like I can improve a little bit, but that's just because I listen to Bloom, and he is an expert. I mean, the guy's just...
Bloom is... let's not pound his ego too hard here. Channel Seed Podcast, I understand you. Nice old chat with old friend Scott Greenwood the other day.
Yeah, I had lunch with Scott yesterday.
Greenwood. You know why I said that? Because I was just there's a big race coming up in Greenwood, Nebraska.
What kind of race?
Dirt racing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dirt track. A bunch of the Channel Seedsmen. I guarantee you, they're going to go out to Greenwood, Nebraska,
to watch this race.
It's a big race.
Okay.
Silver Dollar Nationals.
Never heard of it.
But you hung out with Scott.
Hung out with Scott. Had a great conversation. He's doing great. Keep him busy as always. And you know, he actually laid a little bit of a fact for me. I did not know this, and this might be something you're not aware of either, but he said if the state of Iowa was a country, not a state, if it was a country, it would be the fourth largest corn-produced country in the world. Just think about that for a second.
Mackerel.
Yeah. United States being number one. I mean, so you think about Iowa, and obviously you think about corn, but with it being a smaller state, you would never expect it to be that much corn in comparison to the countries.
Seen some sweet corn out, some vendors.
Have you?
Yeah.
My wife is looking for it. This time of year, she'll eat sweet corn every night.
Saw one, as will I. Saw one over in Ankeny. I was back in Clarinda this week. Saw a bunch of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's out. But that's an interesting fact.
Yeah, I bet you Clarinda, I mean, just has to have some wonderful sweet corn
on
there. You know, yeah. God's country, a little bit of taste.
They don't grow it like that up here, boys.
Oh, jeez.
They don't grow it like that up
here. Let's move on to the next topic.
No, I've been, I didn't really take days off because I was working from other locations, but my last couple of nights I've spent out at the old dirt tracks. Went down to Kansas City on Tuesday.
Spent a little time with the Pops?
Yeah. Went to Webster City last night. That Webster City track. Woo.
You a fan?
No.
Not a fan of it. What?
Well, I was telling my dad this after the race last night, because I love dirt racing. That's really, other than what I do for, that is my passion, is dirt. I love it. I mean, I'll go out and watch a dirt race anywhere. Although I don't go to like weekly tracks anymore. I just basically go to specials.
So do you know these racers? When you're going to watch these dirt races, do you know who the guys are driving?
I mean, yeah, because I've been watching them for decades.
Oh, they're the same guys.
I mean, it's just like, you know, it really is just like what you see on NASCAR.
Okay.
I mean, Jimmy Johnson's been around for 10 years. You know, watch these guys, and they travel around the country. It's the same thing, just on a smaller scale.
Okay.
And they race like every night as opposed to, you know, once a week. But nonetheless, you know, so I wait all year. And basically in April, I come out with a schedule. I circle the dates, the 10 to 12 dates that I'm going to go to, and I go to those races. So I really look forward to this. And so I went to Webster City, Iowa last night. And I had gone to Webster City before back in, like, I think it was like 1994, 1995, to a big show then. You know when you're a child and you kind of build things up in your mind?
Yeah.
It's just, I had only been to like two tracks in my life at that point. And I went to this show in Webster City. And the recollection I had of this racetrack is that it was like the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, right? I have not. So this is the top late model series in the country coming to Webster City, Iowa last night. And I was so looking forward to it. I mean, I remember when I saw that this was going to be on the schedule, I was giddy, man. It was like January. And I'm telling my wife, I was like, July 17th, man, that's where I'm at.
Don't play anything. I'm gone.
Yeah. And it's an hour from my house, hour, 10 minutes from my house. Really a best case scenario. And I told Dad last night on the phone, I said, if that race is scheduled again next year at that Man alive, dude. Worst track I've ever
seen. What's so bad about it?
Well, one, I won't go if it comes back. And that's saying something if I won't go back.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it's like most modern day racetracks, if big series like that where they have these huge haulers, right, these big semis that they take the cars in, they're going to park them somewhere else so that people can see the track. Where I was sitting, I couldn't see half of the racetrack.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't see half of the racetrack, which is, you know, kind of the point.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're paying for. That's what you're going to do. And beyond that, I mean, the track in dirt racing standards is just locked down. So that means it's just follow the leader. There is no passing. There were only, from the start of the show to the end of the late model feature, I didn't even stay for the modifieds because it was so bad. There were only two caution flags, which means the cars weren't even close enough together to wreck.
Wow.
Like, it was just a horrible show.
I'm going to ask you a question like I care, and I really don't care, but I'm going to ask you a question anyway. Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around on the podcast, too, because I generally realize that most of you don't care, but I think that there are a few out there who do.
Yeah, maybe like five or ten.
Maybe.
That were there at Webster City last night.
But we won't talk about this for long.
Do they water those dirt tracks?
Oh, yeah, they water them.
Oh, they do. Okay, so it's not like they're just, I mean, because right now it hasn't rained in forever. I was going to say.
And it makes it difficult on the guys who are getting the tracks ready when it's as dry as it is. But still, I mean, this is what they do.
Sure.
It was just a horrible night.
No, I'm sorry.
Standing room only, though. Capacity, I like to see the Iowans out there supporting the track.
Here's the big question for you. Do they serve Busch Light there?
Ice cold.
Okay, then what are you complaining about?
Ice cold. No, it was fun. I told my wife, I'm not mad that I went. I just was disappointed.
Now, did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I just go.
Huh, okay.
That's what I do. Dad went with me, and my uncle went with me to Kansas City.
Yeah.
I went by myself last night.
Okay.
It's fun, man, because I just parked the truck. I do a little reading, do a little tailgating. I like it. It's a good peace of mind thing to do it on your own.
Yeah, okay.
I'm weird like that. Because none of my friends really care about this stuff.
Yeah, well, you knew better to ask me.
No, I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah.
Like, none of my friends really. All my, back home, my friends would sign up for it and be pumped. But, like, here, it's like, none of you guys give a crap. You'd rather be sitting around watching the Golf Channel at 2 a.m.
I'd rather be doing just about anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, you say that, but you would probably enjoy it.
You know what? If there's cold beer.
That's what's funny about it, too. Like, Bloom, I wouldn't consider even asking him because he's such a city boy punk.
Little punk, wow.
Pretty boy, city boy.
Wow.
I say that because I love Bloom. But, like, you, I could actually see embracing. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you would ever be like, man, let's get the schedule out and let's circle the calendar. Like, you would never do that. But I think you could appreciate it for what it is. Whereas Bloom, he comes from, you know, he's a suburb boy.
Yeah.
As are you. But I
grew out in the country a little bit. Yeah.
But like Bloom, because he worked with me in Shenandoah for a while, and like anything small town, Bloom just completely like rolled his eyes at. He just turned his nose up to it.
He's a little snobbish.
Yeah.
He's got that in him a little bit.
Suburb. He should just get suburb stamped on his forehead.
He's a Valley boy. I mean, you just got to give him a break.
He's not a Valley boy. He's a Waukee guy.
Same thing. They're the same thing.
All right. Channel C podcast. We just spent 8 minutes talking about dirt track racing. I'm sure the ratings are through the roof right now. All right. Big 12 poll, media poll, was released earlier today. Iowa State picked 9th in the Big 12 poll. Oklahoma State picked 15th. What stood out to me the most about the poll?
Picked 15th or first with 15 votes?
15, yeah, correct.
Okay.
First with 15 votes. But what stood out to me was there were 6 teams that received first place votes. Although I'm curious as to who would pick Kansas State. And I like Kansas State. You know that. I think everybody knows. I'm a pretty big Bill Snyder guy.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how you could rank them first. I mean, even a homer. I don't understand how they lose like their entire defense, basically.
Yeah.
They lose the guy who I think should have won the Heisman Trophy in Colin Klein. That's a curious pick.
Who are these media members that are voting on this?
Whoever's going down to that. Like, I could have voted. I had a vote, but I didn't vote.
You did not
I
vote.
Forgot to.
So you could have stacked the ballot. You could have given Iowa State their sole first place vote, and you chose not to.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Then their credibility. Yeah. No,
But it's got to be a Kansas State guy that voted that
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, whoever's going down to Dallas has the opportunity to vote in this.
Okay.
Because, like, say I could have turned in my ballot. It was due last Friday, and I forgot. I plumb forgot I was going to do it. I usually do. But I would have gone TCU.
You would have put that. So you have moved into number one because we've had this conversation before.
I think so. I'm high on TCU.
You are. It's just growing insight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? Mainly though, Adam, and it's not because I could totally see Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, or even Texas winning the league. I could see any of those four teams winning the Big 12 this year. I just think, look, dude, six teams got first place votes, and okay, well, so we'll say five because we're not really going to count Kansas State into that conversation. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
So five teams got more than one first place vote. Baylor, you know what? I mean, that's a little out there, but I think it's the same mindset as me going with TCU in reality.
Taking a flyer on them a little
bit? Yeah, because my thing is, if you're going to pick a surprise, if you're going to pick a team to say, you know what, we're going to cut against the grain this year. It's going to be somebody other than Texas, Oklahoma, or Oklahoma State. This is the year. It's wide open, and the media just proved that.
Do you really think the media believes that, or do you think it's so wide open because what Oklahoma's losing and Texas hasn't been where they used to be in for the last couple of years, that a media member feels like this is the year where I can't just take a flyer and get away with it without just getting killed, so I might as well take a Baylor. I might as well take a Kansas State.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking with TCU.
A little bit. I mean,
because I'm high on TCU. I hated them last year, but I think that they've gotten through those growing pains. I believe that they have, you know, two of the best.
You think they got through it quickly then?
Well, because my thing is I think that they were a lot closer to having Big 12 depth than a West Virginia.
Okay.
And I don't think you can overlook the fact that TCU has the best coach in the Big 12, in my opinion.
Wow. Now
that's arguable.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm a huge Gary Patterson
guy. He's a great coach.
I mean, I think he is bar none. You ask me, start a program, who do you want? I might take Gundy.
You're crazy though. You're forgetting the guy, the Kansas State, Bill Schneider. You can't say he's better than Bill Schneider right now. You just can't.
It's Snyder. You're saying Schneider.
Schneider. You called Scott Greenfield Greenwood, so we're even now.
I'm all messed up right now. No, I mean, to start a program right now, I would not take Kansas State's Bill Snyder. He's like
okay
70.
To start a program. We're a completely different conversation. You said best coach in the Big 12.
No, I'm saying to start a program with. Well, I'd probably take Gundy.
Yeah.
Before Patterson, just because Gundy's age. I think he has like the charisma thing going on.
He's
I like
40.
Big Mike Gundy. He's like 44 now.
Yeah.
But no, I think best coach though. I think sure Snyder. I think him and Patterson are probably on the same.
Yeah.
But I think that
I don't know how you keep selling Stoops short. I don't understand. Like, all he does is win 10 games every year.
Well, I'm looking for championships apparently.
Well, how many has Patterson won? How many
it's
Snyder
a whole different
won?
Ball game though for Patterson though. You know he's had the whole non-BCS thing against him.
Stoops
for so
has won
long.
A championship though. I don't get where you're coming at when you say that.
I don't think. I think that they've maxed out at that program.
Okay.
I think the 10 games. I mean, I think that's about what they're going to do. They'll probably do 9 or 10 games this year.
Okay.
You know, probably 9 and 3. And
9 or 10 games
game.
For them this year would actually be pretty good. I think.
Well,
I'm not high. I'm not high in
them to win. They got 9 first place.
Yeah,
votes.
I'm not seeing it.
I don't see it.
And
either.
I like Bob Stoops, but I'm not seeing it.
I like
it.
Bob Stoops as well, but I'm saying that I would take Gary Patterson over him if I'm building a program right now.
It's interesting. Okay, I disagree with you, but okay.
So yeah, I probably would have gone TCU number one. Probably. See, the Texas thing is intriguing.
I have them number one. Texas to me is number
but
one.
But obviously, the media is not buying this Mack Brown thing anymore.
Yeah, they've been burned on it for what, 2 years in a row now.
Yeah, so they got four. It would be a toss up between Oklahoma State and Texas for me at two.
I want to know how the media is so down on Texas. They return everybody.
Well, it's the Mack Brown thing. I think you just said it. I mean, you've been burned enough times.
Okay, but they've been burned on young guys. These guys are now juniors and seniors with depth behind them. I mean, it's.
You like David Ash?
No, I don't like David Ash, but I love their running backs, and I think they'll be able to run the ball really well, and they have a ton of talent on defense. Good guys coming off the edge. They have the best talent in the Big 12 this year.
Diggs might be the best behind Devontae Fields. Quandre Diggs at corner at Texas is, I mean, that's probably NFL prospect as good as you can get, right?
Absolutely. And they have, what is it, Jeffcoat coming off the defensive end?
Yeah.
I mean, a great talent.
We can move over to the preseason All-Big 12 team that was announced yesterday, and we can hash that out as Texas is really loaded. Yeah, Jeffcoat over on the defensive line. You got Jordan Hicks at linebacker, and you have Quandre Diggs. So at every position group on your defense, Texas has a representative. I don't know, though. I mean, I think it's just the media is so sick and tired of, well, not sick and tired, but I think they're burnt out on Mac Brown. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Okay, and I get that. I understand maybe not having him, but what do they have him, fourth?
Yeah.
I mean,
I would probably put them at, I don't think you can do a tie. If you could do a tie, I think that them and Oklahoma State are right there.
Yeah, I think those two are the top two teams for me. 1 and 2.
You had Oklahoma State 1?
No, I have Texas 1, Oklahoma State 2.
Okay. Yeah, this conversation just proves what we're...
It's wide open,
yeah. It is wide open, and that's why I feel like it's just going to be a wacky league this year where you could have two or three losses and win the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
Three losses might be extreme, probably is, but I don't know. I just love TCU, though. If they can stay relatively healthy, I feel like... Here, let me pull up TCU's schedule.
Do you think that the quarterbacks... I mean, you got two really good proven quarterbacks not come back. Do you think that puts a little bit of division between the team? Because you know some guys on that team are going to want one guy and some guys are going to want the other guy. What do you think? And I'm talking to Chris as he's looking through his magazine here.
I'm pulling out my Phil Steele right here. I'm trying to find TCU's schedule. Yeah, I mean,
that's one thing I worry about in football
that I don't like.
What?
Is the whole saying two quarterbacks are worse than one or whatever. That's actually not true, because I think if you ask any Iowa State fan, they would take Casey Paul Hall and Trevon Boykin.
Well, absolutely. But I think two quarterbacks, you're always, throughout the year, you're always going to have the debate, whether it be from, you know, you have a one bad first half.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the fans are going to be putting Casey Paul Hall. I mean, we've seen it for, what, 3-4 years now? We've seen it every year since Rose has been here. I don't think that's a good spot for them to be coming in, despite the fact that those two quarterbacks are maybe the two best quarterbacks in the league.
All right, TC, I agree with that. Although the kid from Baylor is supposedly really good.
Oklahoma State's always going to have a good quarterback.
Oklahoma State's guys, I mean, you know, like what Pinkel used to do, just turning out quarterbacks. Yep. It's kind of Oklahoma State now. So yep. I think that those guys, when you're talking best quarterbacks in the league, you want to ask me who I think my first team All-Big 12 quarterback will be, it'll be one of the Oklahoma State guys, in my opinion.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that. Now, here are the two, David Ash and Blake Bell.
That's the thing about those. I'm not crazy about either one of them.
Those two are just flip a coin. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm not crazy about either one of them.
No.
I would take Ash before Bell.
Yeah, because Blake Bell's so one-dimensional. What we've seen out of him.
If I'm Blake Bell... If I'm any of those Oklahoma quarterbacks in the last 3 years, I'm pissed.
Because of what he's done with them?
Yeah.
It's gimmicky. He turned into gimmicky.
Yeah, and like, think of your Landry Jones. Like, how much money that probably cost you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Seriously. That's one reason why I think I may be down on Stoops.
Because he tried to get a little too cute.
Yeah. Speaking of too cute, we got the British Open on right now. And this is obviously going to have happened already by the time you watch this. But Tiger is just hitting this shot out of this nasty bunker. And he's got like one leg up on the grass and the other one down in the bunker. I mean, this is just incredible watching these guys play.
I'm going to call it. He should be hitting this sideways. This looks like what he did last year when he triple bogey trying to hit the same shot.
This is classic Tiger, just trying to get a little bit too cute.
He got out.
In my opinion, he got out.
Pretty good, and he almost made it. He's making me eat my words.
You're going to see that one on SportsCenter tonight, phenomenal. Everybody. Watching this British Open, too, before we get to TCU's schedule, it reminds me, I told Adam this before we started recording, I can't decide if this makes me want to go play Coldwater up in Ames, the Lynx course, you know, or just completely stay the hell away from it.
I see, I love that course. I love it, too,
but it'd be nasty right now.
Oh, it is nasty, because they're getting ready for they're having the Iowa Open.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it's called.
The only good thing is I could probably hit a drive 300 yards because it's going to roll.
Well, come on, let's calm down a little bit with what we're saying here. 300. Yeah.
Just saying, it's gonna roll.
No, I agree, and I like that course too, just because it makes you play different shots. I mean, you're hitting putt shots from off the green that you normally wouldn't.
We played that course about a month ago.
Yeah, and they were growing that rough out.
I'm not kidding, 12 penalty shots. I took 12 strokes that day.
Yeah,
we played legit golf that day.
Yep,
12 penalty strokes in one round of golf. I still shot under 100. I don't know how that happened. Well, that's because I was putting.
You putted. Crazy. You putted like a magician, like Steve Stricker at the John Deere. It was unbelievable.
Oh, that was a fun day.
I've always said, when you're hitting putts like that, it's a good time. You could play a two-man best ball, we'd be great. I can hit it on the green. I just can't putt when I get on there. It's awful.
All right, back to TCU here on the Channel C podcast. Showdown against LSU opening week. They'll probably lose that game.
They're going to get smoked.
I don't know about smoked.
You don't think so?
Because they're going to be at full health.
When is the last time, though, that an SEC school opening week against anyone? I mean, Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12 has not came out and just dominated that.
Well, I know. But like last year, I mean, you're thinking of Alabama, Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, and TCU is probably better than Michigan was at that point. Now, Michigan got much better throughout the year.
Michigan wasn't very good last year.
And Alabama was
the best team in the country,
correct,
as we saw.
And LSU is not on Alabama's level. That game is being played in Arlington.
Okay.
It's not like they have to go to Death Valley and play that game.
I still say they lose by 20.
No, I disagree with that. It'll probably be 14.
Okay.
Two touchdowns. It ain't going to be 20, though.
Okay.
Southeast Louisiana.
Next.
At Texas Tech. Tougher game than you would think.
Oh, absolutely a tougher game. They could legitimately start off 1-2.
They could.
Yep.
I don't think they will.
I think they'll beat Tech as well.
Then SMU at home. That's a big rivalry, actually, but that's at home. They win that game.
SMU's been pretty bad lately, haven't they? Weren't they bad last year? Is Gilbert back again from Texas?
I don't know if he's back or not, but that's where he ended up.
Okay.
Yeah, June Jones is still there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I shouldn't say, but they weren't as good better. As I thought they would be.
I mean, hell, that's a tough program.
It is. Yeah.
The old days. Yeah. At Oklahoma.
Loss. You don't walk in there and win that game.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Kansas at home.
Win, obviously.
At Oklahoma State.
Loss.
I don't think you can confidently just say loss, though.
Those are two. Think of their three.
It's not Norman, though. The home field advantage at Stillwater is not like it is in Norman.
I understand that, but it's still a road game in the Big 12 against a team that the media is picking to be first place. They obviously got some talent. They got a great coach who you love.
I know. I'm just saying, but you're so quick to say loss.
This is a team that finished 7-6 last year, and you're ready to crown them.
If
you
want to
crown them, then crown them.
Have you heard me in the last 20 minutes talk about how wide open the league is?
You have. I'm just saying that's a tough start
to say
in the conference.
To just go lost.
That's a tough
start. You got to be damn confident in Oklahoma and Oklahoma State to say that.
What's Oklahoma's?
Why are you so confident in these two teams?
What's Oklahoma's record at home under Bob Stoops?
Very good, and that's why I think that's probably but I'm talking more about this Oklahoma State thing. Like, what makes you so confident that they're just going to handle TCU?
I'm not saying they're going to handle by any
but,
means.
I mean, you were quick to say loss. You didn't go,
do you want me to sit here and just kind of like tiptoe around? Well, I
I'm
think
saying,
maybe they
like,
can I'm just saying, I'll say win for the next game. I'll say
listen,
loss.
I'm just
giving you my feelings.
I told you I picked TCU, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not confident about it. I don't know how anybody can be confident about anything.
You're just getting mad because I'm poo-pooing all around your pick this year.
Texas at home.
I think they'll win that.
I like TCU there. West Virginia at home, TCU. At Iowa State. Although I did in my mailbag this week, somebody asked me like where a potential big upset would come this year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like of all those home games, TCU is the best matchup for Iowa State to potentially pull off a big upset.
Well, you think about it, they've already played the three probably best teams in the Big 12 coming mm-hmm. into that Iowa State game. You don't know how their team's going to be.
No,
they
know.
Might be beat up pretty good.
That and they're, I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks in a row they've played. Yep. Iowa State's already had two byes. I just feel like when I look at matchups, that's what I look. You got to look at the matchup with a big time upset, right?
Yep.
That's what made the Oklahoma State game so wild. I mean, nobody would have saw that coming. I don't think Iowa State can win at Oklahoma. I don't see that happening. I don't think they can beat Texas. I don't think Iowa State can beat that Texas team. To me, the TCU game, when you look at their psyche at that point in time, and you look at Iowa State manhandled them last year, and the fact that, you know, TCU, I just feel like it's more of that style of play that bodes well for Iowa State, kind of like the Kansas State. You know what I mean?
I see where you're coming from.
So I just feel like as high as I am on TCU, and I obviously really like him, I feel like that's Iowa State's best shot for a massive upset this year. I think at Kansas State is a game that I would circle, too, as a potential one.
Yeah, I got Texas Tech as a game that I would circle.
Yeah, but that, to me, though, like Texas Tech's at the bottom of the league. I'm looking at teams in the upper half of the league Iowa State to beat. And that's arguable. I don't think Iowa State can beat Baylor this year. I can't score enough points because I think Baylor's defense is a lot better this year. I think Baylor's an undervalued team.
You know
team.
What, though? That kind of style of offense, Wally Burner has done a great job showing he can slow it down. I mean, they'll get their yards, but they're
pass defenses.
But, yeah, but their scoring, well, you'll see it. They'll score 20 points less than they normally do against Iowa State. Wally Burnham's done it his last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I know, but it's different this year. Everything's going to be different this year.
I think against the pass we'll be just fine. I think against the run is where we're really going to be struggling.
Well, yeah, but I agree, and I like Iowa State's secondary too. But at the same time, I mean, I like the front four on defense, the starters.
There's no depth.
There's no depth.
I don't even
know. No proven depth.
I don't even like the starters.
Well,
I
Willie Scott.
He's undersized though.
Yeah, but he's proven, I think, that he can be good.
He can be adequate.
Yeah, and hopefully he's. I'm just hoping for him to be like a better Rashawn Parker. Yeah.
Well, there's two huge question marks here, right? Let's just get. Is Rodney Coe going to be this defensive tackle that we're hoping?
We don't know.
And is David Irving going to have a light switch?
That's my thing. I guess I should have phrased it like this.
Yeah.
If it all comes together, I like the front four.
There's a lot of potential there.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But I don't like much. And it's not that I don't like the guys. It's just they're unproven. We don't know anything about them.
Yep.
I don't know if Devin Lemke's any good yet. Okay. I don't know.
I think we're on the same page then.
Yeah.
I think we are.
I don't know if Mitchell Myers is a Big 12 defensive end. I don't know.
Devlin Cousins, they say a lot of good things about him. We've never seen him play.
I've never seen anything to make me think that Brandon Jensen is like this great Big 12 defensive tackle. I just don't know because I haven't seen it. He hasn't really had the opportunity. So until you go out on August 31st, really, this entire defensive line, other than Willie Scott, is all speculation.
Yeah, 100% agree.
I don't think Walter Woods is a Big 12 defensive tackle.
Is he a senior now?
Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, so my thing is, if he was, I feel like we would have seen him.
Because it's not like our defensive tackles have been absolutely phenomenal the last 3 or 4 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no Jake McDonough on this team.
No, you're probably right on that. There's not.
That's what makes the whole like Bevins thing discouraging.
Ugh.
Because like in 2 years, that defensive line could have been really good.
Yeah.
Him and Aka, and if all those guys work out. Now, obviously not all of them generally do.
We need to start recruiting a couple defensive ends that can come in and make a difference.
JUCOs, just go all in on them.
You almost have to at Iowa State, don't you?
Yeah.
At that position.
And that's one of the reasons why I love TCU so much is Devontae Fields. I mean, That's a game changer.
He's
like Clowney at South Carolina in the Big 12. He's like Clowney light.
Yeah. He's perfect for the Big 12 style play.
That's a future NFL Pro Bowler.
He's like a Von Miller.
Yeah.
We're kind of a straight up pass rusher. I'm just going to get to the quarterback.
He really is.
He's only a sophomore, isn't he?
Yes. He was freshman last year.
That's crazy.
Dude's a freak. He'll be the defensive player of the year. Mark it down.
Yeah.
Mark it down. Okay, then they go to Kansas State. That's a coin toss, really.
Yep.
It's a lot like Oklahoma State.
So wait, their road games are Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and Iowa State?
Yeah.
That's tough.
And then they get Baylor at home. It's tough.
That's tough.
But
man,
I think they win, probably split them somehow.
Okay.
And if you do that and you take care of business, you're right at 2 or 3 losses, which is what I said I thought the Big 12 champ would have.
I think they're going to have 4 Big 12 losses. The more I'm looking at the schedule, I think they're going to have 4
Big 12
losses.
It's possible. I would probably tab them at 2 or 3.
Okay.
But there's no way they're running the table, that's for sure. The thing is, though, I mean, Adam, go down every schedule in the Big 12.
I think the only team that's got the ability to run the schedule is Texas.
He's got a favorable schedule, I think.
Baylor?
Yeah. Wofford, Buffalo, Louisiana, Monroe.
Oh, my God.
Chalk them up. They're 3-0. They're 4-0 of West Virginia on October 5th. At Kansas State, I think they beat that game. I think they win that game.
Can I say time out for a second here?
Yeah.
That non-conference makes me sick.
I know. That's how Iowa State should be scared.
Yes, I'm jealous of that. And when I hear Jimmy B talking about how Iowa State needs a schedule. I mean, when he's, they're playing you and I'd like to see him. Iowa State's got the second hardest schedule in the country last year, I think, is what they finished up at.
Yeah.
And it should be 50th.
Jimmy B. I got into a little scuffle over the Western Illinois game. He was
That was the one, yeah.
He was complaining about that, and I'm like, dude.
We're playing Tulsa and Iowa. Go look at these other Big 12. Look at SEC teams. They schedule patty cakes. I mean, they're playing Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
So it just, yeah.
Well, nonetheless, they're 4-0. If they win at Kansas State, they're 5-0. They have Iowa State at home. That's a win. 6-0. At Kansas, 7-0.
Did you say at Kansas State is a win?
I said it's potentially.
Oh, potential. Okay.
Yeah, I would actually probably tab them ahead of Kansas State if I'm putting together my.
Well, they smoked Kansas State last year.
For real, they could be 7-0 with Oklahoma and Texas Tech home games coming up, and then they end the last 3 games in their schedule at Oklahoma State, at TCU, and Texas at home, which are all tough. But dude, they could be like 8-9-0.
Well, Art Briles, he's got a tough job ahead of him because you know they're starting 3-0, and they're gonna just they're going to mop the floor with those first three teams. They're not even going to be close. So what you run into from there is, are you going to have an overconfident team, or are you going to have a team that's really just – or just playing with the right amount of confidence?
People, I get into this with Bloom and my co-host, Cyclone Reaction, Jack Whitford, all the time. Is these guys want to just hold on to what Baylor was in the 2000s, and they can't quite let go how bad they were in their mind? It is so different. I mean, this is a legitimate program now.
It is legitimate.
And there's a lot of people in the Iowa State contention, not like staff or anything, but I'm talking about people I read on Fanatic and friends of mine like Jack and Brent. Like, dude, let it go.
They look at Baylor and they just circle win.
Correct.
Yep.
And like, and I don't think Jack or Bloom would do that this year, but this is a legit program who you want to talk about. It's a year in the Big 12 where anything could happen. The thought of Baylor having a banner year wouldn't shock me at all.
You know, to the point where you were just saying where people look at Baylor and they see Baylor how they were 10, 15 years ago, people still didn't even give them credit because then they're like, well, they got RG3.
Yeah.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime recruit. Now they're going back to just being awful again.
Don't look at their draft picks from the last 5 years.
They've had a first-rounder, I think, about
every
year.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Let's look at Oklahoma's schedule real quick.
Okay.
Louisiana Monroe, West Virginia at home.
When?
Tulsa at home.
When?
At Notre Dame.
Ooh, payback. They'll win that game because they lost at home last year. That's a payback game. Notre Dame.
You buy in Notre Dame?
No. Notre Dame is
you
my
love
second.
Notre Dame.
They're my second favorite
You're
college
one of those
team.
Obnoxious
no, they're
Golden Domers.
They're 8-4 this year.
TCU at home. We already tabbed Oklahoma to win that one.
Yep.
Texas and Dallas, obviously.
Texas will win that one.
I think so too. At Kansas. Oklahoma. Texas Tech at home.
They might slip up on one of those games.
At Baylor, that's an ESPN Thursday night game.
Yeah, Baylor on that one for sure.
I like Baylor in that one.
Night game.
Iowa State at Kansas State. That one's a toss-up.
Wait.
And
oh, yeah, we
Bedlam.
Played one. Okay.
Dude, like, is the more we go through these schedules, the more wide open the league is to me.
I'm looking at them as, like, 9-3 now, a little better than I thought. I thought I had Oklahoma as 8-4. I'm looking at that thinking, they can do 9-3.
8-4, 9-3. I think we're in the same spot.
Yep.
All right. Finally, Oklahoma State. Mississippi State is their opener.
Where's that at?
Houston.
Okay.
Texas San Antonio. That's a road game at Texas San Antonio. That's weird.
That doesn't even make sense.
Lamar. You like?
I love Lamar in that game. Is Knight?
Isn't that where?
Is Knight?
Yeah, Pat Knight.
Yeah. Is he still there?
What's their mascot?
Jeez.
That's where I miss Bloom. He knows the mascots.
He knows the mascots.
Yeah, he takes a lot of pride in his knowledge of college mascots. At West Virginia, they win that one. Kansas State at home, they should win that one. TCU
no, you were
at
quick
home.
To give them that win at West Virginia. That's a tough place. I mean, you just went ahead and just gave them that win.
I'm not high on West Virginia.
Okay.
I picked them to win one game in the Big 12 this year.
Have you heard any backlash on that?
Yeah, a couple of West Virginia fans were. Some guy like named the Godfather or something on Twitter.
Oh, that's not the kind of guy you want coming after
really
you.
Coming at me.
That's not good.
At Iowa State, they'll win.
Yeah, gosh. That
at Texas
that's,
Tech.
You know what, though? That's Iowa State homecoming.
Dude, can you really imagine lightning striking twice in the same spot?
But they're not going to be as good as they
they're
were
not going to be as good as they are. But if you think back to that game, though, I mean, Iowa State was doing, like, line changes on the defensive line that night. There was, like, 12 guys playing.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point in the year, if that game is the first Big 12 game, maybe. I mean, Iowa State just really has deteriorated as the longer the season goes over time.
And I think Iowa State's got better depth, but like we've pointed out, they have better depth probably everywhere else except for defensive line.
Yeah.
And that's going to kill you by the end of the Big 12 season.
No, they don't win that. At Texas Tech, that's actually a scary game, too, in my
opinion.
Yeah,
it is. Yep.
Kansas at home. At Texas. Loss. Baylor at home. That's probably 60-40 Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma and Bedlam, which who knows what could happen there.
Flip a coin.
All right, so we don't need to keep going schedule by schedule, but I think we've proven our point.
It's wide open.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
If you could pick one team where you see the highest jump, you know, where they could win 7 games or they could win 1 game, what team would you pick?
Okay, say that again.
They could either win 1 game or they could win 6-7 games in the conference. What's the one team that's got the highest up and down. See, I'm looking at it. I want to see what you say first. I want you to tell you what I'm thinking.
Two of them come to mind.
Okay. I want just one.
Texas Tech is one of them.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I actually think they have talent. You just don't know how they're going to react to the coaching change.
First year head coach. Yeah.
Anything like that. And then I think Kansas State.
You think that low, Kansas State?
No, it's not that I think that low, because I actually think their quarterbacks will be fine, but they're not going to be Colin Klein. And it's kind of the same deal as West Virginia, where they've got all these new guys coming in. Obviously, they didn't quit recruiting when Geno Smith and Tavon Austin and Stebbin Bailey and all those guys, right?
Yep.
But there's no way those guys are going to be as good as what we saw last year on offense, right? It's not possible.
Look at who their head coach is. Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, Snyder's. We're talking about Kansas State right now, right?
Well, I'm comparing Kansas State to West
Virginia.
Virginia,
yeah.
Because my thing is, I know that Snyder's going to, if it's Jake Waters or if it's that other guy, they're going to have a guy who can produce.
Yes.
And Snyder will do what Snyder does and give him a good chance to produce. But I'm more concerned about Kansas State, even on like defense, where I just don't know how they replace everybody to where they did a year ago.
Because that's just what he does.
I understand. Dude,
that's just what he does.
You don't need to convince me of this. Like, okay. But I just think that this might be the year that Kansas State fizzles out a little bit. I could see them finishing as low as seventh and as high as third.
I see them as like a 4-6 win Big 12 team. So I don't see a lot of wiggle room from them this year. Whereas Texas Tech, they could win one game
Texas
in the Big 12.
Tech,
they
yeah.
could win six.
They
I
could
don't know.
Finish anywhere from 10th to 4th or 5th.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
And I think too, and I know what you're going to say, and I'm not a Charlie Weiss guy, but I think there's some sort of, you have to consider Kansas isn't going to be as bad as they have been. They can't be.
That's not possible.
They will not be as bad. And in a wide open league like we're talking about, the thought of them getting a couple of wins doesn't surprise me either. See, and that's the one thing too. It's a bit annoying to me when I look at all this media stuff. I mean, everybody's just chalk. It's just chalk.
Yeah.
Put Kansas at 10th. And that's what pissed off all those people when I picked them to beat West Virginia at home. They're going to win some games. Let's look at their schedule.
Well, they almost beat Texas last year.
That's my point. Like, eventually, they're going to win some games, and they're not going to be as bad, and the Big 12 isn't going to be as good. Let's do a little math here. They're going to win a couple of games. Their Big 12 schedule. Let's not worry about the non-conference. Texas Tech at home. That could be it.
Yep.
Maybe that's it. At TCU, they lose. Oklahoma at home, they won't be – well, Oklahoma, I mean, them falling asleep at the wheel to Lawrence, did that shock you?
Yeah.
No?
And now Kansas this year, they have Jake Heaps, the transfer from BYU. Yeah. Big-time arm. I don't know how he'll be, but he's a big-time talent.
Baylor at home. I mean, that's another one. Would that be utterly shocking? I think they have a better shot to beat Oklahoma than they do Baylor. But would Art Briles' team just completely falling asleep at the wheel in Lawrence – like, knock your socks off. Not here. Because it's hard to play there.
I think it's the worst home field advantage in the Big 12, probably.
But the fact that it's such a crappy place to play
yes.
almost can work for you at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on
We've
that
We've seen
one.
That.
Yep. Okay.
Here's the deal on Kansas. A lot like Iowa State, a lot like West Virginia. If they're going to pull off the upset, I see it happen earlier in the year than later.
Just because you still don't buy into their depth, quality right. depth.
So I see if they're going to pull off one of these upsets, it'll be against Texas Tech or Oklahoma early. November 16th, I have them beating West Virginia.
Is that the only game you have them winning in the Big 12?
I haven't really gone through Kansas.
Okay.
But I think they beat Texas Tech or Oklahoma. And then they beat West Virginia, and they end up with two wins in the Big 12.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's an improvement for them.
That's not outlandish.
They get 4 or 5 wins for the season. I mean, that's definitely
They've got South Dakota at Rice and Louisiana Tech. Well, that's tough.
That is tough.
So they could realistically go 1-2.
At Rice, I mean, I don't know how Rice is going to be.
But it's at Rice.
Yeah. That's always, you know, they got some Texas players.
I got them 2-1.
Okay.
I say they go 2-1 in the non-con.
So you got them 4-7.
I got them at 4-8. 4-8.
Okay.
Which I think
that's
most
fair.
Kansas fans would probably take that.
Sign up. Yeah.
If you threw that at them right now.
It's a step in the right direction
for them. It's a wide open league. I'm looking forward to Dallas next week. MJ Properties of Ankeny is going to sponsor our coverage. Fly out at 6 a.m. on Sunday. What time do I have to be at the airport for that?
What 6 a.m. on Sunday?
Yeah. Five. I can get there at 5, be okay.
Yeah.
Because I'll have my ticket. I'm not
Des Moines International. Back. You'll be in and out in no time.
Going to go to the Rangers game.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
The Orioles.
That'll be a good game. See Smash Davis hit a couple bombs.
Yeah, well, Sunday Night Baseball. Going to take it in with, I believe, Randy Peterson.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. But nonetheless, let's wrap this thing up. Kirby Vanderkamp, the only Iowa State Cyclone to make the All-Big 12 team. That doesn't surprise me.
Not surprising at all.
I didn't really see who else would be a fit. Now, I think that at the end of the year, even a Jeremiah George with the numbers, I think he'll be able to put up. That's possible.
You could maybe throw a Jacquez Washington
in
there.
Yeah, I think Jacquez is in the mix.
Farniak as center, maybe?
Yeah, I think the lack of a defensive line will hurt Washington, though.
Yeah.
Because, dude, you know how it goes. If your quarterback has all day to throw it, it makes it tough on a...
You can only cover him for so long.
Yeah, you can only cover him for so long. Farniak, yeah, that's a good point. But other than that, I mean, it's really tough to work a Cyclone into the mix this year. The offensive player of the year, C. Strunk from Baylor.
He's so fast.
Yeah, that's a guy with a lot of hype around him right now. Devontae Fields. Charles Sims, West Virginia running back, newcomer of the year. That's a good pick because, like we've talked about with Holgerson, he more or less plugs guys in. Although, obviously, you know my thoughts on West Virginia. And I could totally see myself being completely wrong on West Virginia this year. I nailed him last year. But they're kind of like the Kansas conversation where the league's just so wide open. The thought of them only winning one game is a little bit rare. It's hard to believe, but who knows? Who knows? Nonetheless, I'll be flying out. We got a lot of coverage coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Iowa State's media day, for those wondering, is actually on a Sunday this year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Curiously, it's on Sunday, August 11th. So it's a lot later. It's like a week later than normal.
Wow.
Yeah. So we look forward
to
that.
Do you have your questions ready for down in Dallas? You
no.
Got some, still don't?
No. Well, I'm working on it.
Okay. I want to hear it. You should actually do like a mailbag where you let the fans, you know, say.
That would be a disaster.
You got to pick the good ones. I mean, you don't have to do the actual ones, but you know.
Yeah. Could you imagine what a lot of Iowa State fans would really ask Bill Snyder?
Oh my
After
gosh.
A couple beers, if he was right in front of him.
How about if it was Bill Self for basketball? Could you imagine the questions he would get on that one?
Oh, Lord. Holy jeez.
That'd be entertaining, though, to read some of
those
questions. Yep.
Would be entertaining. All right, Adam. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Channel Seed Podcast. Check them out at channel.com. Big thanks to them. Major partner of CycloneFanatic.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll chat with you next week. So long.
Go Cyclones.